should help with them. Then let the talk of them when someone too loud, too loud, too loud. It's too loud. Too loud. We are back with another episode. I think we're on 236 now. We're talking about what happened in week 12 in the NFL. Actually, some good stuff happened. Some
great stuff happened. Some surprising stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. That was our last
episode. Well, we said it last time, so it's fine. We don't say Happy Thanksgiving again. It's
Christmas. It just was. It is Christmas time. We'll get the Christmas season after, but it's also a Spotify Rap Day.
Yeah, apparently.
We should say our stats. We got a big following in New Zealand.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean.
We're in like 9 people's top 5. We're like in 10 people's top 1.
Oh, nice.
So, like, thank you to everybody listening out. And this was my top song, too. Poster Child by...
Oh, it was impressive that you had like 44,000 songs and the most you heard one artist was like 1,000.
Oh, I'm like in the top like 0.1% of Killers fans in the world.
Then that makes you feel better, right? Makes you feel like you love the Killers, like you're a real groupie.
Yeah.
I saw someone put that they're in the half percentile of listening to Bad Bunny. Is that more impressive?
Oh, what is impressive is that for the third year in a row, Bad Bunny is the number one artist on Spotify.
Yeah, and you're not playing none of them.
I don't think I've
ever played him on the show ever.
I played Bad Bunny on the show because I played our mixes on the show and I played Bad Bunny in our mix. Right. Where I was going for this. Well, whatever. But yes, thank you to everybody who listens. Wherever you listen. I guess, is that only our Spotify subscriptions?
Probably only a Spotify.
Spotify and Anchor.
No, I think Spotify's teamed up with Anchor, so Anchor tells us what's up.
Yeah, those ones. That's not including Apple. But if you listen on Apple, I guess they give you a cool little thing. We won this week.
Yeah, we won again.
Yeah.
It's looking good. Let's talk about fantasy football, then we'll get into all the picks for the month. So, last week we won 127-102 against Pro Beer Sports. Pro Beer Sports' leading scorers were DJ Moore, Tua, and TJ Hockenson. But it was not enough for our 29 from Josh Allen. Josh Allen revenge game after he's fucking been getting wrecked by every single team. Samaje Perine, great late start after we decided to trust him after Joe Mixon had a concussion. And Dalton Schultz.
Well,
19, who's Dak's boy. So
after Thanksgiving, we were pretty much like,
you could rock with them.
We're going to win. He tried to get some points, like you said, for DJ Moore and Tua, but didn't get enough from your boy Najee either, and he couldn't come back.
And Twin Double Stuff should have won.
We move up to 11-1. Yeah, dominance. 11-1. Easily the best 5-7. Team.
And Twin Double Stuff lost 119-138 to Kamara Reddy because Kamara Reddy was actually going to lose his game.
Oh, Kamara Reddy won.
But then Josh Jacobs scored 48 fantasy points, and he carried everyone, including me this week, in the fantasy going on to the road of the fantasy playoffs. Josh Jacobs is one of the best players. And having him, Stephon Diggs, and Patrick Mahomes, pretty much have the best receiver. No, that's not even you pretty much. You have the best running back in fantasy. You have the best receiver in fantasy. And you have the best quarterback in fantasy. But Kamara Reddy is barely still only getting 5-7, so they might be a sneaky play. What if we have to play them? And then they had this.
Well, he's a defending champ for a reason.
So we'll see what happens. But Twin Double Stuff did have a good playoff. Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, both gave him 19 and 18 respectively, but Keenan Allen only with 15 wasn't enough, especially when Josh Jacobs dropping 48. Now we got Las Vegas lunch money as they lost again.
That brought Kamara Reddy to 5-7 and Twin Double Stuff now at 6-6.
Yeah, I said that. And then Las Vegas lunch money lost and now they're 9-3 as the owner of the Too Loud Podcast goes 7-6 because Jalen Hurts, he started Matt Collins with a little sneaky play with 16 fantasy points and Saquon and Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey had a bad week with 8, but
Lunch Money loses 3 in a row now?
Lunch Money lost 3 in a row, even with Miles Sanders getting him 31 fantasy points and his quarterback Joey Toxic, the man, the myth,
he's
only with 18.
Like the Eagles of our...
Yeah, they started out hot, but honestly, the Eagles haven't fizzled out too hard. They only had a close game against the Colts, and after that, they whooped. But the owner of the Too Loud Podcast looking good. At least going 7-5. They're second in the special division? The special what? Special guest bracket.
Yeah. Names don't really fit anymore. He's easily the 4 seed at 7-5. I want to say he clinched the playoff spot if my math is correct.
You could just look at the standings and see who's at 100%.
Oh, well, I'll go to that after. That's but more importantly, let's move on to... we won't make that. We'll make that one the game of the week. So let's go to probably the hottest team, not counting us, not your father's, coming back in the later window to beat Mike Nassan. Mike Nassan was up.
Yeah, Austin after Eckler and Geno Smith, man. 19-25.
Garrett Wilson, 24-20 from Nick Chubb and Garrett Wilson for Mike Nassan. But like you said, Austin Eckler and Geno Smith put it away for Not Your Fathers as they continue to roll, move on to 8-4.
Yeah, they were like 0-3.
And whatever playoff chances that Mike Nassan had.
It's done.
It's
a wrap.
Like I said, their podcast is not about football. Now.
It's not.
It's about like life and being a man and stuff like that. It's really good. You should definitely listen to it.
Mike Nassan podcast. But yeah, they are 3-9 and kicked out of the playoffs. And we are actually going to play them this week, but we'll get into that. Coach Ben beats Bono's Bam in an easy matchup. Bono's Bam is awful. Worst team in the league by far.
Okay, so
2-10.
Before we move on to Bono's Bam, who has a very even funny number, Mike Nassan has a 1% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay, so they're not completely out of it. I guess they're not out.
They're 99% out of it. Bono's Bam, on the other hand, after this loss to Coach Ben, has a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
He's done.
2-10.
They started Derek Carr, CeeDee Lamb. They have CeeDee Lamb and Derek Henry, and Travis Etienne, and Bono Bam still can't get it right. He's a great personal trainer at Hitman Bam on Instagram, but honestly, he's a shitty fantasy manager. And Coach Ben worked him with the duo of Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson was
23.
Back.
Aaron Jones, 18. And Njoku, good start, 13. He didn't get a lot from Alan Lazard, but he got an easy matchup.
Didn't need a lot. And now,
he's 5-7. He has a chance.
He has a 48% chance.
48% chance, yeah. 8 out of the 12 make it. If you don't make it, you're pretty trash. And we were trash as fuck last year, so we can't be too mad. And let's get into the matchup of the week. What are you going to say?
Oh, yeah.
Sound like you're breathing, so I was like, okay.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I'm breathing in some air. Match of the week, winning by 2 points after the Sunday night game. Austin Fair survives against champion Chimps on a 2-point win, advances, and now is at 500, 6-6 after a horrible start to the season. Austin Fair is now with a. Gonna look at the stats here. Damn it. 86% chance to get into the playoffs. It looks like he's going to make it.
Austin Fair probably is going to make it. His team is not that scary, but Justin Jefferson by himself is scary. He started Pacheco, though. He's a Pacheco, man. What do you think about Pacheco? Everyone should start him now?
Don't ask me about Pacheco.
He's a must start.
But he has Kyler Murray, who balled out for him. He has Justin Jefferson, who does the thing. That's the main guy. And then the Eagles defense did not fail him.
If you have Kyler Murray.
They almost failed him on Sunday night. But they survived by just enough to keep them in the game.
Championships goes 5-7, though, and their team's looking good, though. Kenneth Walker, Ramondre Stevenson, and I remember they have another good running back.
They have a 66% chance to make the playoffs.
Because they have a good team, man. They can still do it, but they got to win next week. I think we only have 2 weeks left.
So there's four teams who have already clinched. Of course, it's us at 11-1.
We're the best team.
Then at 9-3, Lunch Money already clinched, so it doesn't matter if they keep losing these games. At 8-4, Not Your Fathers is clinched. And at 7-5, the icon, the owner of Too Loud, my Faja, is clinched. So that is the first four seeds. The bottom four are the final ones determined to make it in what is now the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 more weeks left.
Of fantasy.
Finishes week 14.
So right now, those final four seeds are at number 5, Austin Fair at 6-6. At 6-6 as well, twin double stuff. At the 7 seed is 5-7. Ricky, who was on the outside looking in last week, but the defending champ is back in the playoffs right now. And then champion Chimps, 5-7 as well. Last two out are 2 5-7 teams, Coach Ben and Pro Beer Sports. As we head on to the next week, we got it doesn't matter. We're locked in. Mike and Hassan have a 1% chance.
We're going to beat them, though. I'm not going to.
It's already over.
Week off.
We're just going to keep rolling. I'm not worried about really anything here. We got Josh Allen, who's going to beat the Patriots by a lot, and we'll get to that. You're starting David Montgomery this week?
I have to. Who else are you going to start?
Joe Mixon's back.
If Joe Mixon comes back, we could start him, but it wasn't for sure. So we'd rather just have Dave Montgomery in until Joe Mixon says clear. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And then
we're going to start TP.
Okay.
Because he's fucking TP. He's going against the Colts. He should have a good game, at least 10 over 10 fantasy points. Devontae Adams, Chargers, always start. Brandon Ayuk against the Dolphins, we have to start him. We have to.
Top two receivers going up against two bad pass defenses. I like that.
And then Dalton Schultz going against the Colts. Kind of bad, but Darius Leonard's not there. So Shaq Leonard.
I kind of like that matchup, like you said, Leonard. And then also Colts have like pretty solid corners. So Dak's going to look more in the middle towards his three tight ends.
Yeah, we probably should drop Curtis Samuel. And we're just going to rock with Cordell Patterson going against the Steelers. But Curtis Samuel's done. It's not Heinicke's boy. I would drop him. And then I don't like the Niners defense. I like Greg Zuerlein, though. We can keep Greg Zuerlein. Greg Zuerlein's not that bad for the Jets.
I'll keep our kicker. Yeah, and I found this in pretty much all five of my podcast leagues. I've noticed that the Browns defense is on waivers.
Yeah, because they're terrible
playing,
defense.
But they're playing the Texans. Okay. And although Damon Pierce might have a good game against them, I think you should pick up the Browns.
Right when I wanted to pick up a player.
But I'll do that for us.
It's okay. I could do this. We're good.
I mean, but yeah, we have...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can add players, but I could do this, though.
But, I mean, who are we playing? Who does Mike and Hassan have this week?
Mike and Hassan has James Conner, who's not playing. Uh-oh. This is acting all stupid now. I don't know who they're playing. They just kept their same lineup in. I'm sure they're done. They're like, wow, Cooper Kupp's gone. Elijah Mitchell's out. We have Darren Waller, too. We wasted that pick. They're rocking with Tom Brady, James Conner's on a bye, Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper, who aren't bad, and Garrett Wilson, who should have a good game.
So we're dropping Curtis Samuel for the Browns defense?
Oh, yeah. You bet your ass we're dropping Curtis Samuel for the Browns defense.
I mean, Coop against the Texans could be big. But the Texans have a pretty – I don't know. I keep hearing and saying that the Texans have a decent defense, and they'll lock up a fantasy guy or two, but they still get – blown out because they suck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be a hit or miss. Devontae Smith could do something. That's not even our game. But, yeah, I don't see Mike and Hassan beating us.
Devontae Smith could do something.
That game literally means nothing to anyone.
I know. We're going to
If we're on TV,
dominate.
It would flex out.
It would.
We're just moving on to bigger and better things. And the bigger and better thing is, well, another team who is clinched, but – Kamara Reddy's taking on Lunch Money. Like we said, Lunch Money already clinched, but Ricky needs this win to get back into the playoffs and try to defend his title from last year. He has Patrick Mahomes against Cincinnati, Kamara and Josh Jacobs.
Both questionable tags.
Yep.
I feel Josh Jacobs is going to play no matter what. Alvin Kamara, I don't know.
Stephon Diggs, Devontae Smith, George Kittle. He's starting Duvernay when he... I think he should start Marvin Jones over Duvernay because the Jags are playing the Lions. And the Jags offense
I would just start Latavius. Why don't you start Latavius Murray? He's been going off every week.
Murray has been good, but I would save him until – I would put him over Kamara.
Yeah, then he could do that. But his name's Kamara Reddy, so what type of
thing – He didn't even have Kamara the year he won a championship. I don't think it bothers him. Lunch Money's got to get together. He's starting Cam Akers.
Start Scam Akers, dude.
He's going to have Jamar Chase back this week. He should have Debo back this week. He lost Kyle Pitts for the year, and he should get Raheem Mostert back this week.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully those three guys get back and get him back into formidable shape. But he's just resting his players for the playoffs, it looks like, because it means nothing for him. So Kamara Reddy might have an easier shot at clinching that playoff berth. Two teams that need a clinch and cannot afford a loss. Owner of Too Loud against... Oh, no. Owner of Too Loud also clinched, huh?
Yeah, he definitely did. He's 7-5.
Oh, so he could sit as well, but Austin Fair needs this win at 6-6. He's got Trevor Lawrence against Detroit. DeAndre Swift on that same game against the Jags. Your boy Pacheco against the Bengals. McLaurin against the Giants. Justin Jefferson against the Jets. Foster Moreau against the Chargers. George Pickens against Atlanta. That's a good matchup. Eagles defense and Young Hoku. Should he start? Oh, no, never mind. He can't start Kyler Murray. If he wanted
starting
to.
Starting Trevor Lawrence.
Starting Trevor Lawrence.
That's a good play.
Yeah, that is a good play.
I like that. That one and Mike White are my favorite plays of the week for picking up a quarterback. Because Mike White's going against the Vikings.
Terry McLaurin, though? Or should he start either or Josh Palmer? Or Drake London.
Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer's going against the Raiders.
Over Terry McLaurin against
the
Giants?
Going against the Raiders, bro. Josh Palmer.
Icon has Jalen Hurts against Tennessee. Christian McCaffrey against Miami. Saquon against Washington. Chris Olave against Tampa. Mike Collins, he's starting this week against the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
You got Mark Andrews against
this guy
Denver.
Has no options.
Jalen Waddle against San Francisco. Cowboys defense and Jason Myers.
Guy calls himself the owner of our podcast.
I guess he could put in Michael Gallup, but I think he already has over
Mike
Collins.
Collins is better than Michael Gallup. And I feel like, well, the corners on the Chargers are decimated. I just think everyone's going to rip them. Moreau.
Yeah, that's just probably.
Give me time,
just,
dude.
Just start.
Start
wherever,
all the Raiders.
Yeah.
Start all the Raiders. Start all the Chargers. Do what you got to do.
Next matchup, another clinch team against a team that needs a win. Championships against not your father's. Championships has Dak against Indy, Dalvin Cook against the Jets, Ramadre Stevenson with a hurt Damien Harris, so he should get all the touches this week.
See, he has Dalvin Cook, Ramadre Stevenson, and Kenneth Walker, and he's 5-7. That is crazy. And he has Jeff Wilson on his bench.
Well, he's got T. Higgins with a returning Jamar Chase, and that actually does better for T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Should he start Jeff Wilson or Treylon Burks over – well, you can't do that.
Can't, bro. You got to start Dalvin Cook every week. I would sit down Dalvin Cook. Just sit him down, bro.
Against the Jets, yeah, the Jets have a good defense. He should start.
And I would sit down Jeff Wilson actually as well. Treylon Burks, yeah, just start Dalvin Cook.
He picked up Zonovan Knight, though, from the Jets against Minnesota. Minnesota has a worse run defense. Should he take a flyer on him this week, on a week that he really needs the win?
At this point, yeah, you have to just put guru-ness together. But I'm starting, if I'm him, even picked up the power of Zay Jones. I remember I was picking him up all year. It didn't matter. Now it does. If Zonovan Knight's there.
Zay Jones against Detroit's a good one, but.
I'm starting Dalvin Cook.
Cortland Sutton? Or Treylon Burks
Treylon
or Zay Jones.
Treylon Burks.
Yep. I know. I think I've realized what makes Treylon Burks good.
What?
And what makes... it's the same thing that kind of made A.J. Brown good. Like, he's not as good as A.J. Brown, but it's going to work because he's just getting the one-on-one balls that A.J. Brown needs to get because you're putting 11 people against Derrick Henry.
I know. That's what I think all the time.
And he wasn't good earlier this year because Brian Tannehill missed a bunch of games. And then he missed a bunch of games.
We should have picked him up. We're too cocky with our team.
We are very
like,
cocky.
We needed Christian Watson or something. We could have got any of these guys. We're like, nah, we're good. But I also think people get him on the waiver wire before us.
Yeah, because they have a higher. We've only lost one game. We're not going to be high on the waiver wire.
Yeah, ever. But would you start Gabe Davis? Ooh, he has D-Hop. Or does it matter? He's 8-4.
I mean, he doesn't need this win. Obviously, not your father's doesn't
Ooh,
need this
would
win.
Would you start Deshaun Watson against the Texans over Geno Smith against the Rams who suck?
The Rams are already
no
in full
Aaron Donald.
Tank. I know, they're in full tank mode. Grr. You know what? I think it's a, and we'll get into this later too. I think it's a, they don't want people to get excited that Deshaun Watson's coming back. Like,
that's
it's
what
very
I think
hush
too.
Hush. Like, the media's very like, yeah, he's coming back. Fantasy players are like, well, he must be rusty, so don't get excited being like, I'm going to start. Don't be that guy in your group chat. Be like, yeah, Deshaun Watson's coming back because those texts might come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Like, but that's why I'm like, you probably should start playing the Texans. Like, the Texans could have a revenge game and just kick
like,
his ass.
Don't you, like, do you see it basically happening? There's two options, I think, that it could go down. And this is what scares me about Deshaun Watson. Think about these two options if you're listening. One is that they just run it with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, and Nick Chubb just goes bonkers and drops like 30, 40 fantasy
Which
points.
Is going to happen.
Because they have no rush defense. Their rush defense is bottom.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be like a Russell Wilson type against a Seahawks game where everyone's just betting against the Texans and the Texans just pull out one fucking crazy win together.
Yeah, just to be like a big fuck you.
Just to be like, and it would be the NFL also saying fuck you to Deshaun Watson. Like, you can't just come back and start balling.
Yeah. But I think if it's a Nick Chubb game, like you said, he's still going to get like a screenplay to Nick Chubb. And Nick Chubb takes it all the way. Or to Kareem Hunt, he takes it all the way. Or, like, because, again, they're going to get decimated against Nick Chubb. They're going to have 12 guys in the box. And Amari Cooper is going to beat their horrible corners. Well, they don't have to. But they're going to beat their bad defense. And Amari Cooper is going to be wide open. Or People Jones is going to be wide open. Or Njoku is going to be wide. That Browns offense is not bad.
It's not. It's just Jacoby Brissett.
Yes. So, like, Deshaun Watson still knows how to throw a ball.
It's going to be wild.
They're not. He does not have to do the things he did against the Texans because he's not on a team that's as bad as the Texans.
That's true. That's true. And this is the first time we're going to see it. But I would. So who would you start, Geno Smith or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson only because Geno Smith's still in a divisional matchup. And, like, you're still going to play hard to get. Like, the Rams are probably like, eh, we suck, but we can fuck the Seahawks over.
That's what
by
I'm talking about, bro.
Ass.
Bono's Bam is projected 128. He has CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, and Chris Godwin. Sorry, I went to the next matchup of Pro Beer Sports versus Bono's Bam. But I got overzealous because this guy just has a crazy team and he's 2-10.
0% chance of making
it. It's Justin fucking Fields, Derrick Henry, Travis Etienne, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf. I haven't even told you one bum.
And Chris Godwin.
And Chris fucking Godwin.
Ryan Moof is the top 10.
And he has Mike Evans. Mike Evans, well, Kareem Hunt kind of sucks this year, but he has Mike Evans on the bench. So
wow.
What is his deal?
He's just awful.
Probably sports fell off. Remember, they were like 4-1 at one point? 3-1? Yeah. I think he had the honeymoon and.
And then it just.
It just gave out, like he just gave all his power to love,
hey,
not to fantasy.
We've played plenty of fantasy seasons where people have gotten married. You lose, you have a wife now. You can't focus on fantasy.
It's a different spark.
You have responsibilities.
Yeah, and we don't blame you. It's just
it's a free league. You just, hey, that's what happens. Some people get married. It's like people get injured in the NFL.
And now he's starting Kenyon Drake and Gus Edwards. And he's starting Logan Thomas and DJ Hockenson. I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, his team kind of fell apart. He'll get 1,000 points from Justin Herbert at quarterback, though.
Yeah, Justin Herbert against the Raiders should go to 24 to
but
30 points.
But Lunch Money, I mean, not Lunch Money, Pro Beer Sports can't afford to lose his game. He's benching Najee after failing him last week.
Well, Najee's hurt. What are you talking about? He just got an ab.
Oh, yeah, he hurt his ab.
But they said he was out for the year, and now they're like, they were afraid. Some people were speculating that he might be out for the year, but now it's not as serious as they think. They think they might have him, like, probably after this week or next week. They'll get him out.
And finally, the only match that actually matters, like, playoff-wise. Like, the other matches are teams that, like
one's good, one's not, and that's how it goes.
One sucks and the other doesn't. This one, 5-7, Coach Ben goes against 6-6, twin double stuff. Coach Ben needs this win to get into the playoffs. And double stuff could clinch with this win. And it's all up to Lamar Jackson again against your Broncos. Are your Broncos going to try, or?
So.
They're yelling at Russell Wilson last week.
Riddle me this, Sal. Last time when I saw Lamar Jackson play my Broncos, do you remember?
No.
You don't?
I don't remember.
We were at, like, your dad's house, and I think I was hyping up the Broncos to, like, no end. And then we got smacked by his run game. And they just ran all
down.
Oh,
yeah, they came back against you guys.
Not even. Yeah, I think we scored the first touchdown, and after that they scored 23 straight.
Yeah.
So we suck. And that's just it. We suck. So start any Ravens against the Broncos. We suck ass.
He's got Aaron Jones against Chicago, which should be a good matchup. Jamal Williams against the Jags. He should score a touchdown. He's starting Peoples Jones and Njoku, like we said. Sitting down his boys for the Packers, Lazard.
Would you start Gerald Everett against the Raiders or Njoku?
Gerald Everett has a better matchup, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good one. And then Twin Double Stuff has starting Daniel Jones. He's going to bench Zeke for Jonathan Taylor and your boy Rashad White and putting in Tyler Lockett at the flex with Tyreek Hill and Keenan Allen starting. He also has James Robinson, Brian Robinson, too, against the Giants, and Christian Watson against the Bears. He's got those three guys on the bench. Should he sit down Tyler Lockett, Tyreek Hill, or Keenan Allen? Or Jonathan Taylor or Rashad White?
Bro, I am sitting down. Someone's got to get sat down for Christian Watson. That's all I'm saying.
Against the Bears,
there's
yeah.
No way you don't start Christian Watson.
Bears don't even have a safety.
Yeah, their safety just got hurt, and he's, like, really good. It's one of the best ones. Definitely probably the best defender the best secondary defender they
so
have.
So over Tyler Lockett, probably.
No, but Tyler Lockett's going to definitely catch a touchdown.
Tyler Lockett's good, but that's why.
Definitely going to catch a touchdown.
Twain needs this. You know he's listening right now, and he's trying to figure. He's going to listen right before the show, right before he starts his lineup on Sunday. He's waiting on the answer because he has six guys here that he can all start.
I'm starting Christian Watson over if I have to be honest, like really honest with myself, I'm starting him over Tyreek Hill.
Wow. Niners don't have good corners, though.
But if that's too crazy, my second option is I'm starting him over Keenan Allen.
Against the Raiders? You just said start everybody against the Raiders.
Dude, Tyler Lockett is going to catch a touchdown against the Rams. There's no stopping him. No one's going to guard him. Jalen Ramsey's not going to guard him. He's roams.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to fuck up the Rams this week. They just lost to the Raiders. They're going to take out all their anger on the Rams.
Coach Ben's going to win this weekend.
I might even go to that game, too, I'm so excited.
It's going
to
be because Twins going to lose. Our number one fan is going to lose and possibly be out of playoffs because of your Broncos. and your
me, my knowledge of Christian Watson.
You're
start Christian Watson over Christian Keenan Watson. Allen, bro. Do it. Trust me, bro. Keenan Allen's gonna catch a touchdown and get you 40 yards.
We're gonna see if this works out for him. That's the game of the week, and yeah, that's the most important game this week when it comes to playoff standings. We already know four of the teams, and we already know who won in picks for November.
Do you remember?
We will let you know that after this commercial break. It's gonna be so mad.
She say that I grow below the waist and the stroke is just so PGA. All I got is a little bit of space and time, drawing shapes and lines of a world I made.
See me now, but I'm dancing Christmas joy. It's too loud and I win everything. I am so great.
We're back.
Too loud.
Sal's excited.
Picks are outstanding.
Sal, you want to tell
them I made a million picks that were right.
Sal won. He was down two on the month.
Ah.
But I call it collusion just because of we had that bye week. And I guarantee if I had that bye week, I would have had another two picks on him.
I was sick.
Straight. Yeah.
I was sick. You got me sick. If you never got me sick, we would have done a show.
We did a show when I was sick. It worked out.
You got me sick. You should have not got me sick.
Well, Sal.
But yes, I did awesome.
Because you won five out of your seven picks.
I should have had six out of seven.
I would say more than you being hot, I was ice cold, and I haven't felt this ice cold in a while. And yeah, it's historically cold sometimes outside, and so are my picks. The only ones I got right out of all my picks, I'm not going to bore you and tell you all the picks because the Broncos cost me the whole fucking thing.
Do the ones that lost because those were funnier.
I'm not going to do the ones
that lost. You lost your Bucks game. Because it went into overtime and Nick Chubb.
I'm betting Bengals, and that's why I lost my fantasy game. I lost my 10 because Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper combined for more than 10 points. But I got my fucking Steelers plus 2.5 because Najee Harris, I needed the 21. He was on pace to do it, and he fucking hurt his ab because he's Le'Veon Belly me all over again. And I got the Bengals minus 2.5 because they're just way better than the Titans. I knew that one. But it's the only two I fucking got right out of all the seven. They suck. Broncos, you're right. Broncos, Bucks, everyone. Just everyone. Charges.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. I mean, I missed two. I should have got it, only missed one, and that was the Seahawks 3.5. That was a closer game than I expected it to be. And then the Raiders, that Josh Jacobs play just killed me in a fantasy league. Like, one of my leagues is done because of that Josh Jacobs run. And then I should have had the Ravens, and then they blew it to the Jags. That was ridiculous. The Ravens are ass.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're not a Super Bowl contender. They have no pass defense whatsoever. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything about the Ravens being good. Watch them lose to your Broncos this week because of that.
Let's go. Bucks made it.
But
three.
That's not the picks.
Bucks are up three.
I got the Dolphins right by 14. They almost blew that one. I picked the Eagles because you were like, Eagles trap game. I'm like, they'll win by seven.
My
Eagles jinx isn't working with them. Niners 9.5 and the Jets -6. Also, yeah, we didn't pick Thanksgiving because it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so make sure. And we didn't pick Thanksgiving.
I swear. I would have picked the Giants, though.
There was a lot of things.
I was on a roll.
You know what's funny? You picked football for the most ass day of football. And that makes a lot of sense. That makes sense that you're on fire the most ass day of football. Now, you know, we're going to start this week fresh. And that's why I'm not fazed. And Sal, make a post. Just put like, hey, you lost. What should he do? And then come up with the
shit. It's going to be something wintry. I'll ask you people. You great people get to decide what Ryan gets to do this time.
Of course.
It's amazing.
Because I'm not boring like you.
You guys are smart. You guys always come up with great ideas. Let's hear them.
Sal gets scared.
Comment on here.
Sal, you sleep at a beach? I'm going to die. I'm going to get killed by a homeless guy. Like fucking.
I was. Anyway, let's move on to the picks this week. And my first pick, because you're honestly, I almost thought about letting it split because I don't know how this game's going to go. I hate the spread. It's Cowboys -11 on Sunday Night Football on NBC. But I just hate you picking the Cowboys.
I might not even pick them first pick. I might just pick one of these top four. Right
yeah, now. I'm not going to listen to that. Give me the Cowboys -11. I don't trust it, but also Matt Ryan is not going to sling rock against us. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
So the Colts aren't going to score enough to. So that's my theory. But, yeah, give me the Cowboys -11 first on the road on Sunday night.
Munch just ended. I'm going to take Buffalo minus 3.5.
What, you thought you had another week?
No, I didn't think I had another week. I was just going to talk more shit. Like, I was going to be like, and I know it's like, it's not even fucking December. But these are December fucking picks. We're going out to week 13. I got Buffalo minus 3.5.
Fuck.
I wanted that game. That they're just going to kick the Patriots' ass because they're just better. And Josh Allen had a full practice. I want to start Gabe Davis this week over Christian Watson, but I'm not foolish anymore to do that. So I think that Josh Allen or Gabe Davis even thrives more in fantasy when Josh Allen can't just run around silly. Because when he could run around silly, he starts throwing it to random people. He just starts flinging it. He gives it to everybody. When he has to, like, win a game, like a serious game like Dolphins, shit like that, like fucking Patriots, he's going to go to Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. So I got Josh Allen minus 3. All
right.
The Josh Allen. It's
Buffalo. Damn it. Honestly, if I was, I would do kind of like how I did Cowboys. Like, I would make it up. Minus 6.5. Give them more points. Get a higher spread on that because I think they're going to win by like 8.
I'm not even.
I think they're going to beat their ass on Thursday Night Football.
You didn't even have to pick the Cowboy pick first because I was just going to pick that Buffalo game first.
Oh, I wanted that game. Yeah.
That's why I told you. I was like, oh, I'm going to just get Buffalo minus 3.5.
That's fine. I'll figure it out.
Who knows? Maybe the Patriots will win. They could fuck it up. It's Thursday Night Football.
Well, wait on that one. Give me.
I got this next one.
Damn it. I'm worried. I wonder who you're picking now.
Bye. Oh, is it minus 3.5 on there too? The Bills game?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Doing
it through MGM. By MGM.
It's one of these two that we have up right now. Give me the Packers against the Bears minus 4.5.
Yeah.
Jinx will continue, but also Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears, and Justin Fields is still hurt, and their defense is still hurt. Like, Packers can at least score, and Christian Watson's becoming, like, the guy. So, like, he's going to just keep doing that no matter who's at quarterback.
All right. I'm glad you said that. Give me Ravens minus 8 against the Broncos. Oh, no. It's actually minus 8.5. Perfect. Yeah, because everyone thinks, oh, their defense is so good. Oh, the Ravens are falling off. How about the Broncos suck?
No, but nobody's going to say that after
you suck ass.
Who was it? Sam Darnold? You let Sam Darnold slice and dice you?
So, what do you think Lamar Jackson's going to do? That's my whole point.
All right, cool.
Broncos suck ass. Who are you taking?
You didn't pick my other one, so give me the Lions plus 1. I'm going to pick them.
It's plus 1 now?
Yeah.
No.
Jags are better at home than they are on the road. Lions are kind of streaking.
Oh, I knew I should have picked that one. I just looked down. I should have. That was the one I was going to pick. Yeah, but that's a two-loud jinx, man. I like the Lions, too, because I think that the Jaguars are just like, oh, yeah, that was fun, and it's not going to last. It was a nice game that happened, but the Lions are just a better team. That game's a trap game. Yeah, I don't even want that game. Give me Titans plus 5.5.
Wow.
Give me Titans +5.5 on the road against the Eagles. Like
you don't want to split this one? Because I would have had the Eagles at 5.5.
No, I'm straight. I got this. You're not gonna benefit off this game.
There's gonna be another one where I say it on air. Eagles get Eagles 5.5. Don't listen to this bozo.
Alright, then say it.
Fine, I'll pick a good game then. Give me Bengals 2.5. Against the Chiefs.
Bengals 2.5?
Yeah, it's a tough game to pick, but usually on games like that I take the home team. That's if you're giving me points for the home team, I'll take that.
Alright. So we're still getting into these games. Thank you again for listening. This is Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. We're going over our NFL Week 13 picks. And hopefully I win because I'm going to have to do a punishment. But it's okay. I've gotten slapped with a squid. I'm not scared. That's why I'm like, this is not that bad. Am I going to touch that one? Oh, give me Seahawks minus 7.5 against the Rams at home, which I might go to the game. I'm literally going for the Seahawks. And you know what's funny? I never imagined in my life that I would ever be going for the Seahawks at a Rams game. But now I just can't wait to because I love Geno Smith. I love K-9, Kenneth Walker. They're so cool. I like this whole team. I hate Russell Wilson. And they're just so much better without him. And I love Pete Carroll. And I'm mad that I was taking out on Pete Carroll and the Seahawks when it was all Russell Wilson's fault. And we're seeing it, you know.
By 8 points, though?
You know what's funny, too? You think that's too many points, and the Seahawks are just going to destroy them.
All right. I guess I'll touch this game. No matter how many times it says this is just a massage.
Lesser over 25.
Let's go, Browns. What? Browns
and on the massages, you think.
Browns and Texans. Deshaun Watson returns in Houston. Face his old team. They're going to have a whole section of people he abused.
I know.
In the stands.
Boo, wow.
And the spread is
plus seven.
And they're giving the Texans 7 points.
You're doing it. There's no
Everybody and their moms want Deshaun Watson to get his ass kicked. But here's the thing. They're not going to be able to stop Nick Chubb. No matter how hard they try.
So you're taking Browns minus seven?
I'm going to take the Browns minus seven. I'm siding with them.
By five. That'll make me laugh. Boo, no.
If they don't blow out the Texans.
You're siding with an accuser.
If they don't blow out the Texans, the Texans are going to win that game. Like I said, it's weird. It's weird. I understand why they're like downplaying it, but it's a big deal. And Deshaun Watson was a top five quarterback before he left. Taking a 2-year absence.
All right, I'm gonna get. I'm gonna take the Jets on the road plus three against the Vikings.
I was scared to pick that game. That's gonna be one of the better games this week. Do you think Mike White does it, or is this the game that he gets hurt and Super Bowl Flacco comes?
So this is what's gonna happen, bro. So this is my logic right now. It's like you gotta think about the whole thing, and I'm thinking the Vikings are great. They just stopped out the Patriots. You're high on them. Justin Jefferson MVP, whatever. But the Jets could lock down Justin Jefferson.
Sauce.
They have a chance. And on top of that, the head coach of the Jets is Robert Saleh, who is also the adversary of the ex-Rams offensive coordinator last year, which is Brad, what's his name?
McDonald or something.
McDonald, yeah, the offensive coordinator. So, yes. So, Robert Saleh already has the sauce to beat the Rams, so he should have the sauce to beat the Vikings. And then he should know what's up. And I feel like that's what's going to happen. I feel like he's just going to put a better defensive plan than offensive plan on the Vikings. And then they're going to lock down Dalvin Cook and what's it called? And Justin Jefferson. That's all you have to do. And the linebackers keep up with T.J. Hockenson. So I got that. All right. You want to go with the Washington Commanders, the Giants versus the Giants, or you want Steelers versus Falcons?
Okay, because you're pointing me away from that game. I'm going to pick the Niners minus four against the Dolphins.
Oh, really?
Because
they're putting too many videos out of Tua and Mike McDaniel, and it's just like.
I think that's why, because who's the D coordinator that everybody likes in the Niners right now? D'Amico Ryans, right?
I think so.
So he's a student of Robert Saleh, who both of them know what the Dolphins do.
Didn't the Dolphins beat the Jets already, though?
I thought the Jets beat the Dolphins.
Jets beat the Dolphins? Yeah, they did. You're right.
No. Dolphins beat the Jets and the Bills.
Okay.
I'm mistaken. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Give me the Niners at home. I think they'll be able to. They will know what to do against a Jeff Wilson. Against a Mike McDaniel offense. Also, the main important part, I think the Niners defense is way better than the Dolphins defense.
That's true.
So, yeah. Give me the Niners. Niners minus four.
All right, you forced me with this one, and I'm going to take Steelers plus one. I'm stepping on the Steelers juice.
Damn it! I wanted the Steelers, too.
But the Falcons might win, though. The Falcons are a team that's always sneaky. Like, they can always just
Well, the Falcons need
the, and they're at home.
The Falcons need the game more because NFC South sucks. So, like, anyone could win that. There's going to be a losing team with that home game. Probably going to be Tom Brady.
You know what? You got me. I'm gonna take Falcons.
Oh, wow. Damn it! But this is
because,
still another game I would have picked.
The Falcons are at home. And
I don't want to pick the next game. Fuck.
And the other thing is, the Steelers aren't good enough to like just win back-to-back weeks every time. They're going to be a team that wins one, loses one, wins two, maybe loses two, you know?
Well, here is the reason why I was going to pick the Steelers is because I think it's the Kenny Pickett hype tour. Him and George Pickens. So, like, Kenny Pickett is just needs to, like, stay in games, win kind of, like, these games against the Falcons. So, Steeler fans are like, yeah, you know what? I like Kenny Pickett. We just need, like, another corner or something.
Oh, I fucked up. I should have picked this game. There you go. Should we switch the game? Should you let me get the Raiders-Charger game?
Pick the Raiders-Charger game so I can pick the Steelers.
I got Raiders plus 1.5.
Because I do not want to touch that game. I don't like Raider games. I don't like Charger games.
No. I got Chargers minus 1.5. Chargers minus 1.5 on the road. Even though they charged me last week, I'm going Chargers minus 1.5. You want the Falcons one?
Yeah, give me the Steelers minus 1.
Or plus 1.
Minus 1.
Plus
Steelers.
Minus 1?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I have the two pick'ems this week.
I got Chargers minus 1.5. I think it's don't bet on this game. Just don't bet on it. I'm just doing it because
don't bet on that Steelers game either.
What happens a lot of times with the Raiders
or on the Lions game,
and this has happened all year with the Raiders, and it shouldn't change. I don't know what nothing has changed on the Raiders at all. What happens is they hype you up, they give you a game like this. They play the Texans. This time they beat the Seahawks, and you're like, wow, they really did it. Josh Jacobs broke that 86-yard touchdown. There's no way they're gonna lose. And what's gonna happen is they're gonna take the lead on the Chargers. And the Chargers are going to come back, and they win by, like, a field goal. And then it's not going to be a dramatic, like, oh, like, the Raiders got stomped out. But it's just the Raiders are going to barely lose, and they're going to be like, wow, we're the Raiders. And then that's what's going to happen. The Chargers are going to climb up the AFC West end. So, yeah,
all
AFC
right.
West sucks.
And then we'll go our split game of the week. Actually picking all the games this week. And New Orleans Saints at
who would
Tampa
you take
Bay.
The Saints always kick Tom Brady's ass.
They didn't kick his ass earlier this year.
Okay.
I mean, they kind of. He only threw a touchdown only, but still, Tom Brady, give me the Bucks. This division's awful, but the Bucks have a solid defense, and it's a Rashawn White's becoming the new James White.
Yes.
If, I kind of want to say Tom Brady likes white guys.
That's what happens.
It's true. He likes throwing it to the whites.
I'm going to take the Saints plus 3.5, and I like that one. It's not like you're giving it to me. Because Saints always beat Tom Brady, and honestly, I think that the Saints got this. Even on the road, they always, especially when Tom Brady's at home, for some reason the Saints just kick his ass.
I think 3.5 is just a good line for you, but I'll take Tom Brady. You gave me Tom Brady in the production meeting. You made it sound like on the show that I picked him willingly.
Stumbled upon him?
No, well, like you're making it seem like I'm making this pick, but you're like, oh no, I'll take the Saints. It gave me Tom Brady.
Yeah, there you go.
So I just want to make that known, because whenever you give me Tom Brady, it usually works out in my favor.
Well, that's all the picks. That
just like November worked out in my favor.
I know. We'll post everything and let the people decide.
And you know what time it is? It's the salad days. Sagittarius season. Woo!
You're half man, half horse.
Yes.
That works.
And I shoot arrows. Stars.
That was too loud. Thank you again for listening. Episode 236. We'll come back next week. We'll talk about who won, who lost in fantasy football. It doesn't matter for us in fantasy football. We clinch, baby. We're number one. Star Christian Watson over Keenan Allen in the league this week. But
I've been cruising all around. As I reach the edge of town, that's been home before sundown was understood.